Hold it, fellas. Now, don't move me. Let's get real, real gone for a change.
It's time to get real gone on the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour. Here's your host, James Riley.
This is Jam and James Riley and your favorite hour for great music and interviews, the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour. Hey, coming up, interview snippets and tunes from Robert Gordon and W.S. Fluke Holland, and brand new tracks from the Sirocco Brothers, AJ and the Rockin' Trio, and the Millwinders, produced by Deke Dickerson. We also hear from Charlie Feathers, Alan Mills with Daryl Higham, Jack Scott, Jeff Daniels, The Farmer and Adele, and so much more. That started off with a band that announced they were splitting up earlier this year, but they leave behind some killer music and much more to come as promised from their individual endeavors. It's the Caesars from the album Welcome to the Mainstream and Big Big Thumb on the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour.
She do the bop, bop. She's on top, she do the bop, bop.
That's AJ and the Rocket Trio and the tune She Do the Bop. It's from the album Howlin' at the Moon on Rhythm Bomb Records. Now, in March of 2015, we talked with drummer W.S. Fluke Holland about his time with Carl Perkins and Johnny Cash. So many great stories, including this one.
You talked about Blue Suede Shoes. Did you guys have any idea the impact that song would have on rock and roll, even still to this day?
No. Let me tell you how that record started and what happened. Now, it was in 55, and we was touring together, and for some reason, the Cash group, John and Marshall Luther, and the Perkins group, we just became closer friends or bigger buddies together. And when we would get on tour, we'd ride in each other's car.
Yeah.
Now, we was on a little tour over in Arkansas, and Carl and I got out of my car and got in the car with John and Marshall, and Luther got out and got in the car. My car was JV and Clayton. So we're riding along. Carl and John's in the back seat. Marshall's driving, and I'm in the passenger side and talking about whatever. And John had propped his foot up on the back of the front seat between me and Marshall.
Mm-hmm.
I guess he wanted to stretch his long leg out.
Yeah.
And just all at once, he said to Carl, he said, "We ought to write a song about some shoes." Now, I think maybe after it all happened, he's just out of the Air Force. He got thinking about having to keep his shoes shined and all that. He wrote a little further, and he said, "We ought to write it about blue suede shoes." Now, that was all that was mentioned. We're off a tour. We're back home playing a little club here in Jackson called Tommy's Drive-In. And so we didn't have a bandstand or anything like that. Just set up in the corner, Carl's amplifier, and there was the sound system and his guitar, and it was set real close to the microphone. And a boy and girl was dancing by real close, and the boy hollered at his girlfriend, "Don't step on my new shoes." Evidently, he just got him some new shoes.
Yeah.
And Carl went home that night and wrote the song Blue Suede Shoes. Now, there's two or three versions of that, but that's the true one.
Yeah. There you go. Oh, goodness.
Well, it's one for the money, two for the show, three to get ready. Now, go, cat, go, but don't you step on my blue suede shoe. You can do anything but lay off of my blue suede shoe. Well, you can knock me down, step in my face, slander my name all over the place, and do anything that you wanna do. But honey, lay off of my shoes, and don't you step on my blue suede shoe. You can do anything but lay off of my blue suede shoe. My house, steal my car, drink my liquor from my old fruit jar, do anything that you wanna do. But honey, lay off of them shoes, and don't you step on my blue suede shoe. You can do anything but lay off of my blue suede shoe. Rock! For the money, two for the show, three to get ready. Now go, cat, go, but don't you step on my blue suede shoe. You can do anything but lay off of my blue suede shoe. But it's blue, blue, blue suede shoe. Blue, blue, blue suede shoe. Yeah, blue, blue, blue suede shoe, daddy. Blue, blue, blue suede shoe. You can do anything but lay off my blue suede shoes.
Now this world holds its sorrows, it stands without a doubt. But where there is no women, you can really count them out, because I got a woman, she's nobody's woman but mine. Oh, my.
nobody's woman, nobody's woman but a hard man.
Jammin' James Riley, and if you're looking for more great shows with great music and interviews, then check out our other show, Catching a Wave. It's the sounds of summer, surf, and good time rock and roll. It's summer all year long on Catching a Wave. You'll hear artists like the Beach Boys, Jan and Dean, guitar legend Dick Dale, Los Straitjackets, The Atlantics, The Trashmen, The Safaris, The Explorers Club, The Monkees, and so much more. Plus, we'll have games, contests, polls, interviews, and a whole lot of fun. For more information, go to catchingawaveradio.com. That's catchingawaveradio.com. Oh, and bring some sunscreen. Hey, we're back on the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour, and just a moment ago we heard from the great Charlie Feathers with the tune Nobody's Woman. That goes back to February of 1957 on King Records. Now, coming up in a bit, three jail-themed tunes, but first I want to play a track from Alan Mills, who unfortunately passed away July 21st of 2016. Now, this is from an album titled My Feet Hit the Ground, also featuring Daryl Higham. It's their cover of the Jerry Lee Lewis Rocker High School Confidential.
Well, open up, honey, it's your lover boy, me, that's a noggin. Come on, listen to me, sugar, or we'll catch her at the high school rockin'. Well, honey, get your rockin' shoes, before the jukebox blows a fuse. I got everybody hoppin', everybody boppin', boppin' at the high school hop. Boppin' at the high school hop. Shaking at the high school high, rolling at the high school high. Really, we're rocking the high school high. Everybody's hopping, but everybody's bopping, bopping at the high school high. Come on, little baby, let's rock a little bit tonight. I mean, a pretty mama, I'm shaking good tonight. Come on, sweet baby, your heart's gonna sweet and light. Bopping at the high school high. Shaking at the high school high.
on, let me hold you tight. Come on, girl, I'm giving you the come on. Now come on, I'll be my baby tonight. Yeah, the pretty baby sitting over there. I got pretty eyes, a wavy hair. I got a lot of love and I want to share. Hey, birdie, baby, come over here. Come on. I'm giving you the come on. Come on. Let me hold you tight. Come on. Well, I'm giving you the come on. Come on. Let me hold you tight. Come on. I'm giving you the come on. Come on. I'll be my baby tonight. Yeah, I got two lips that never told you how much my arms are aching to hold you. And if my arms ever get to hold you, I'll never ever let you go. Come on. I'm giving you the come on. Come on, I'll be my baby tonight.
From 1958 on Jackpot Records, that's Wynn Stewart and the tune Come On. Now, Wynn was one of those artists that influenced folks like Buck Owens and Merle Haggard for that Bakersfield sound. Now, we've got three jail-themed tunes coming up. The Blasters, 21 Days in Jail. The Knitters and Baby Out of Jail, also featuring Dave Alvin. And this one, new from the Sirocco Brothers, it's Alcatraz on the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour.
Well, they sentenced me to life. And he put me on the rock, and now it's home to me. Alcatraz, Alcatraz, that's where I live because I'm bad. Alcatraz, Alcatraz, that's where I live because I'm bad. It's a living hell to me. That old rock is misery. Every morning it's the same. Blow the whistle, call my name. Every morning it's the same. Blow the whistle, call my name.
everybody. This is Dave Alvin.
And this is Phil Alvin.
And you're listening to the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour.
With Jammin' James Riley.
Play something good.
Sounds of sirens,
subways,
and busy crowds of people makes Rock and Roll Hall of Famer Dion feel right at home. New York Is My Home is the latest project from Dion and co-produced by Jimmy Vivino, featuring guest vocals by fellow New Yorker Paul Simon on the title cut.
I'm not alone, New York is my home.
New York Is My Home contains 8 new Dion compositions and 2 choice blues covers. The result is pure rock and roll from the legend that's lived a lifetime defining it.
I can't go back to Memphis. I'm just got to roam.
Dion, New York Is My Home.
Big Al Sear. Oh, honky, moaning, rocking the righteous red. Oh, yeah.
New York Is My Home from Dion, available from Instant Records. This is Jammin' James Riley, and you're tuned to the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour. And from their debut album, American Music, we just heard The Blasters and the tune 21 Days in Jail. We hear The Blasters will be at Viva Las Vegas 20 in 2017, so that should be pretty fun. Now, we've got some tunes with some attitude, along with an interview snippet from Robert Gordon, who, of course, has plenty of attitude to go around. Let's start with Jack Scott covering an Elvis rock that initially appeared in his King Creole movie in the 50s. Now, this cover from Jack appears on his album Way to Survive. You talk about attitude. The tune says, "If you're looking for trouble, just look in my face. If you're looking for trouble, you've come to the right place. I was born standing up and talking back." How's that for some attitude? It's Jack Scott and the tune Trouble on the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour.
If you're looking for trouble, look right in my face. If you're looking for trouble, y'all come to the right place. I was born standing up, talking back. My daddy was a green-eyed maniac. My middle name
you mess around with me. I never looked for trouble, but I never ran. I don't take any orders from no kind of man. I'm only made out of flesh, blood, and bone. The only friend I have in this world is misery. I'm evil. Don't you mess around with me. Something about me that's kind of sad. I'm never happy unless I'm mad. I never looked for trouble. It seemed to find me. The only friend I have in this world is misery. Name is misery. So evil. Don't you mess around with me.
I know what you're thinking, punk. You're thinking, did he fire 6 shots or only 5? Now, to tell you the truth, I forgot myself in all this excitement. But being this is a .44 Magnum, the most powerful handgun in the world, and will blow your head clean off, you've got to ask yourself the question, do I feel lucky? Well, do you, punk?
You ain't nothing but a hound dog.
You ain't never caught a rabbit.
That's the killer Jerry Lee Lewis live at the Star Club in Hamburg, Germany, in his cover of Hound Dog. Now, that live concert recording from 1964 is often considered the best and wildest live concert ever captured on tape. It's hard to argue with that one. Now, someone that knew about the punk scene in the 70s while doing his own brand of rockabilly during that time and having Link Wray as his guitarist in those early days is Robert Gordon. Now, here's a snippet from an interview we did in the summer of 2014. How did the connection with Link Wray come about for your first two solo projects?
Well, when I hooked up with my then producer, Richard Goddard, we were knocking around ideas, and he asked me who I'd like to work with, and I think he might have mentioned Link, and I said, wow, that'd be awesome, because, I was a fan of Link when I was a kid. I mean, I heard Rumble and all those great tunes growing up. And in fact, I saw him perform at this place in Maryland called Glen Echo. It was an amusement park. They used to have record hops there from WDON in Wheaton, Maryland. They used to put on a thing on the weekends, and I saw Link there. I must have been around 15 years old. So, as soon as his name came up, I thought it was a great idea.
Yeah, the two of you guys really kind of helped usher in a rockabilly movement there in the late 70s, and it was really unlike anything before. I mean, it really kind of captured some of that punk attitude, too. Did you notice, the punk scene accepting you guys as well?
Absolutely. I mean, it was a natural, rockabilly music was sort of rebellious in its heyday anyway, so
sure.
I guess it sort of carried over.
My gal is red hot, your gal ain't doodly squat, yeah! My gal is red hot, your gal ain't doodly squat, well, she ain't got money, but man, she's really got a lot. Well, I got a gal, 6 feet four, sleep in the kitchen with her feet at the door, but my gal is red hot, your gal ain't doodly squat, yeah!
Peeping through the window one Saturday night, saw Charlie Brown holding Lucy tight. Over in the corner was a stag of Lee, and long gone Sally a making whoopee. Mary Lou and a switchblade Sam, I knocked on the door and I said, here I am. Well, I slipped through the back door and I give it a slam, and out comes staggering old Slick Sam. Out through the window jumping Charlie Brown, is a picking them up and a putting them down. Funniest sight I ever saw, I guess them cats thought I was a law. Well, the girl started screaming and carrying on, don't be frightened, you ain't alone. I said to myself, I'm gonna have the fun, a house full of women and I'm the only one. Now them cats is clean out of sight, a house full of women and a cold, cold night. Thank you.
Daddy was a sitting on my knee. Ooh, Daddy, you beat Stagger Lee. Mary Lou was a playing around. She said, yes, sir, Daddy, you beat Charlie Brown. Lucy Gale was a doing a three. Said, come here, baby, cause you beat all three. Well, this went on all through the night. I'm telling you, they're treating me right. Then I heard something knocking on the door. I stood staggered as a 44. At the window was a Charlie Brown. At the back door stood old Switchblade Sam. Well, I jerked the chair and I knocked out a light. And everybody in the joint started to fight. I jumped out the window and I started to run. I heard Charlie Brown say, give me that gun. Old Stagger Lee said, you cut my wife. Switchblade Sam said, I dropped my knife. Well, listen here, fella, let me give you some advice. If you're out duking on a Saturday night, you better look out for the Charlie Brown, Stagger Lee, and old Switchblade Sam.
Well, I'm fat, 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 fat up. With your wrong, 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 wrong mind. Well, I'm fat, 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 fat up. With your wrong, 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 wrong mind. Get a trust, trust, trust my baby and be satisfied. No wrong, you don't know how I've done it. And I'm not strong enough to say bad, 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 bad. Just leave a low, low, low of your crying. Get it stressed, 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 my baby. However, get some kicking. Get along the fifth zone and these are stone in a face, bad, 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 bad. With your wrong, 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 wrong mind. Get a trust, trust, trust my baby and be satisfied.
Hey, this is Jammin' James Riley, and we get asked all the time about advertising on Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour.
You could ask yourself questions.
Listeners could be hearing about your brand right now. New album, festival, vintage clothes, whatever is a good fit. We'll help you get the word out right here on the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour.
Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, punk?
Email us now, rockabillyandbluesradiohour@gmail.com. That's rockabilly, the letter N, bluesradiohour@gmail.com. Your source for rockabilly, blues, surf, early country, early rock and roll, and Ameripolitan music. This is the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour. We just heard Jake Calypso and the tune I'm Fed Up. It's from the project Father and Sons. We also heard the tune Switchblade Sam from Jeff Daniels. Actually, Luke McDaniels is his real name. Born in Mississippi, actually recorded some tracks at Sun at the urging of Elvis and Carl Perkins. Sam Phillips liked him, but ultimately there was a disagreement over some financial issues. The tunes he recorded there weren't released until much, much later. Switchblade Sam was recorded for Big Howdy Records in 1959. The Millwinders have a brand new project produced by Deke Dickerson, so you know it's gonna be great. From that new project titled It's Love, here's the Millwinders and Love Me So.
He's not the to love me so. He's not the one. These lips are for. So when we go out, mention my name. That don't mean a thing. I'm just the same. He ain't the one I do it all for. They ain't the ones coming through my door.
So lonely, I could die. Although it's always crowded, you still can find some room for broken-hearted lovers to cry there in the gloom. Oh, well, well, I've been so lonely, baby. I've been so lonely. I've been so lonely, I could die. Dressed in black, they've been so long on the street, they'll never, never last. Oh, well, they've been so lonely, baby. I've been so lonely, I've been so lonely, they could die. Well, if your baby leaves you, you've got to tell the town. Just take a walk down Holy Street to Heartbreak Hotel. Oh, well, I've been so lonely, baby. I've been so lonely. I've been so lonely, I could die.
Now, believe it or not, folks, that is George Jones covering Heartbreak Hotel. It's when he recorded as Thumper Jones when he was doing more rockabilly tunes early on in his career. I found that from a Bear Family Records compilation titled Heartbreak Hotel, Gonna Shake This Shack Tonight. Now, let's change things up just a little bit for this next one. Some Western Swing from a Nashville band titled The Farmer and Adele. It's from a project called Into the Wide Open Sky. Here's the song, Wrong Day. Thank you.
I called you on your bad day. I called to catch you, well, I wanted to get through. You were crazy in the middle of your bad day. The wrong day, wrong time, bad day. Every excuse was made by that. I wanted you, well, I guess I missed while looking up during your wrong day. Take your day, it doesn't have to be mine.
Too hard to stop. was there, but the pain so sweet.
That's the band called Fat Boy. They're celebrating their 20th anniversary. It's from their latest project titled Moments, with a rocker called Summertime Bop. The Starkweather Boys were before that with Off His Leash. The Starkweather Boys featured J.D. McPherson before he went solo. It's from their only release titled Archer Street Blues. You've been listening to the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour. Our website is rockabillyandblues.com. It's rockabilly, the letter N, blues.com. Be sure to send us your requests and comments. We love hearing from you. Stay tuned next time for more great music and interviews. Until then, it's Jam and James Riley saying keep on rockin'.